morning and likely in the afternoon. Snow accumulation around an inch, ice accumulation around a trace. A chance of precipitation tomorrow is at 90%, and the snow and freezing rain continues into the evening Sunday night with an additional light snow accumulation, lows in the mid-20s. Chance of precipitation is 90%. And on Monday, yes, additional moderate snow accumulation, highs in the upper 20s. Keep your snow shovel nearby. WJFF will be celebrating its 25th birthday. Yay! We've got a three-day celebration planned. We've got an open house here at our studios this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, February the 12th through the 14th. So we've got the festivities going on here, but in addition to our celebrations, and we'd love to see you here at our studios, several local businesses and organizations in our community are going to be celebrating the WJFF 25th birthday with cake. Yes, free cake for their customers. For a complete listing of where you can get some cake to celebrate our 25th birthday, and as well as details about the celebrations going on here at our studios, visit us online. That's wjffradio.org. On Thursday, February the 12th, here's just a little taste. A birthday cake will be WJFF birthday cake will be served at the Christ Company in Monticello all day Thursday, February 12th, in Livingston Manor at Morgan Outdoors at lunchtime, and then at Steve's Music. Yeah, get your guitar strings and some free WJFF birthday cake. Steve's Music in Rock Hill, and that's lunchtime on Thursday, February 12th. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program will be investigating the spiritual and artistic transformations, the music, the singing, and the songwriting of Yusuf.
I was raised in Babylon. Our priest taught us how to worship the sun. Oh, where did we go wrong? They used to call us civilized. Those days are gone. I came to God, the Pharaoh. Bring him wine and women. Oh Lord, where is he now? We used to call him the highest till the wave took him down. Told me it was by God's command. Oh, where are the others from? I thought that we were the chosen. I must have been wrong. I love to march with the Sultan and his diamond turban. Oh Lord, then the world took hold. Let go the rope of God for a handful of gold. I used to serve the empire on which the sun set never. Oh, now times have turned. We thought our white skins would save us, then we got burned.
I was raised in Babylon. That song is by Yusuf, and the album is titled Tell 'em I'm Gone, and it was just released in October of 2014, and you probably recognize that voice. Maybe you need a second to place it. You probably know him as Cat Stevens. What an interesting life. What a talented musician, such a native gift for melody. There's something so recognizable about the simplicity of his melodies and the clarity of his lyrics. He was born in London on July the 21st in 1948. When he was about 18 years old, he begins a career as a musician, and he changes his name from Stephen Dimitri Georgiou to Cat Stevens. Everybody likes animals, and his girlfriend told him that he kind of looked like a cat. And so there he is in 1966, and he's writing songs and starting to record, but he has an obstacle thrown in his path. And when he's only 19 years old in 1968, he comes down with a very lethal case of tuberculosis, and he spends almost a year in convalescence. So while he's in convalescence, he writes about 40 songs. And he starts to really question his life and what he's doing, question spirituality. He starts to meditate. He studies yoga and metaphysics. He becomes a vegetarian. And he's 19 years old when all this is happening. And those changes showed up in his music. His first couple of albums, they weren't very commercially successful. They were, from his perspective, they were overproduced. And so he changes his direction musically when he records these new songs that he's written after he recovers from his tuberculosis. And he wants to go for a more acoustic folk rock sound, and that works for him. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks from this time frame. Cat Stevens, T for the Tiller Man was really the second album that he released in 1970. Mona Bona Jackson was the first. And the person that produced this album is actually the bass player from the Yardbirds, Paul Samwell Smith. Produced these early Cat Stevens albums. And the first song we're going to hear is called On the Road to Find Out, Cat Stevens.
Left my happy home to see what I could find out. I left my folk and friends with the aim to clear my mind out. Well, I hit the rowdy road, many kinds I met there. Many stories told me all of the way to get there. Ooh. So on and on I go. The seconds tick, the time out. There's so much left to know when I'm on the road to find out. I wonder, through descending snow and through the frost and thunder, now I listen to the wind come howl, telling me I have to hurry. I listen to the robin's song, saying I. I'm on the road to find out. Ooh. Myself alone, hoping someone would miss me. Thinking about my home and the last home to kiss me. Kiss me. But sometimes you have to moan when nothing seems to suit you. But nevertheless, you know me, you're locked towards the future. Ooh. So off and on you go. The seconds tick, the time out. There's so much left to know when I'm on the road to find out. Ooh. And I found my head one day when I wasn't even trying. I have to say, 'cause there is no use in lying, lying. Yes, the answer lies within, so why not take a look now? Kick out the devil's sin, pick up a good book now. Ooh. Yes, the answer lies within, so why not take a look? Pick up a good book now.
answer lies within. So why not take a look now? Pick out the devil's sin. Pick up a good look now.
Cat Stevens, he's on the road to find out. T for the Tillerman in 1970. The second guitar, the acoustic guitar, is played by a man named Alun, A-L-U-N, Alun Davies. And this album was followed up with Teaser and the Firecat in the following year. And then in 1972, it was his most successful album in 1972, called Catchable at Four. It rose to the number one position on the Billboard charts really fast, stayed there for 3 weeks. And so he's riding on the top of an international career at this time. And you heard the lyrics. It talks about a spiritual quest, a journey, traveling, trying to find out, dealing with the life and death issues at 19 years old. These are the things that his music was about. Beautiful music. Catch Bullet 4, I bought that album when it came out in 1972, and I never really knew what the title meant. I really had no clue. So I was curious, and I found out 10 bulls. You know, a bull is like a proclamation, like the papal bull. It used to be published on a piece of paper and then posted on doors and other public places for people to read. Well, Catch Bullet at four refers to the 10 bulls of Zen. It's a series of short poems and pictures, and it's a learning tool to show the stages of a progression on the path of enlightenment. And his songs are so many times about journeys, constantly looking and searching. And bull number four is called Catching the Bull. I seize him with terrific struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. He charges to the high plateau far above the cloud mist, or in an impenetrable ravine he stands. So that's the fourth bull, is Catching the Bull, and hence the title of the album. It's a edgier sound. It's a little bit harder sound, but it still shows the melodies. He's got this incredible gift for these simplistic melodies that are just so memorable, very catchy melodies. We're going to hear two tracks from Catch Bull at Four, Cat Stevens.
The house of freezing steel. And though my body's back, I know it can't be real. 'Cause I've been on that house without a guiding wheel. The house of freezing steel. Yeah. Oh, where's it going? Pick me up at 7 when my eyes are weak from the light of the morning. Oh, sister, won't you tell me what a man might want to know? This madness is fine. It's if you're mad at the time. Back on the house of freeze, the house of freeze and steam. I tied my body up, I'm forced to eat my knee. A cold plate of lamb, cold potatoes too. Now what's the soul to do? Ooh. Oh, Lord above, brother, won't you tell me, is this a Eucharistic dove? 'Cause I've
never been waiting for the right one to appear, but I've seen it in your face, and maybe this ain't the place.
I'm on my way, I know I am, somewhere not so far from here. All I know is all I feel right now, I feel the power growing in my hair. Sitting on my own, not by myself, everybody's here with me. I don't need to touch your face to know, I don't need use my eyes to see. I keep on wondering if I sleep too long, will I always wake up the same or so? And keep on wondering if I sleep too long, will I even wake up again? Soul in bad company, I thank the moon I had the strength to stop. Oh, I'm not making love to anyone's wishes, only for that light I see. 'Cause when I'm dead and Lord, Lord, in my grave, that's gonna be the only thing that's left of me.
And if I make it to the water side, will I even find me a boat? If I make it to the water side, I'll be sure to write you a note or something. Yo, I'm on my way, I know I am, somewhere not so far from here. All I know is all I feel right now, I feel the power growing in my hair. Oh, life is like a maze of doors, and they all open from the side you're on.
pushing hard, boy. Try as you may, you're gonna wind up where you started from. You're gonna wind up where you started from.
Cat Stevens. That album is called Catch Bull at Four from 1972. First, we heard the song called Freezing Steel, in the house of freezing steel. And then the song we just heard is called Sitting. And I wanted to play that because it tied right in to the song that we heard, T for the Tillerman. You know, I'm on the road to find out. And this song, it says, yeah, I'm on my way. I know I am. Somewhere not so far from here. That same type of piano introduction in the other song. Those songs just seem like a pair to me. So, Cat Stevens, interesting. He has such deep spiritual beliefs. And materialism is something that is not something he's seeking. And yet he's incredibly successful. He gets really very wealthy from his career as a musician. All through the 70s, he records as Cat Stevens. But he goes through a transformation. He almost drowns. He's out in Malibu, California in 1976. And he's off the coast swimming. And there's this big wave that comes in, and he's almost drowning, and he's out in the ocean, lost in the sea, in the water, and he prays. And he says that he prayed, oh God, if you save me, I will work for you. That was 1976. And his brother, David Gordon, buys him a copy of the Quran, and he begins to study it. And as he's studying the Quran, the figure of Joseph, you know, the man bought and sold in the marketplace, he says that's how he felt inside of the music business, that he'd been bought and sold. And it's not that he turns his back on music, as more that he converts, he transforms again. The young man who'd gone through such an illness and started digging for his roots and became Cat Stevens, the pop international star, now transforms. He changes his name again. He converts to Islam, and he takes the name Yusuf Islam, and that's the Arabic version of Joseph. And he takes a lot of the wealth that he has, and he does some really amazing philanthropic work. Very recognized for the work that he did, that he has done, and that he continues to do. But he no longer is playing what he calls secular music, and he turns his back on that part of his life, it seems. And he says that his son, Muhammad Islam, his son turns 21 years old and brings a guitar back to the house. All right, so there he is. And his son has got a guitar, and he picks it up, Yusuf, and he starts playing. And one thing leads to another, and he releases an album under the name of Yusuf in May of 2009 called Road Singer. And in my mind, we're going to listen to a couple of tracks. It's a continuation musically. He picks up where he left off as Cat Stevens. The music that we just heard, that style, that kind of delivery, that kind of production. And Road Singer sounds so side by side with his earlier works from the 70s. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Road Singer, and there's a song called Be What You Must. You'll hear the piano introduction. It's exactly the same theme. It's this continuation of On the Road to Find Out, and then Sitting, I'm on my way, I know I am, and then Be What You Must. It's the same song. It's like an odyssey through a similar piano intro and the same type of lyrics. So released in May of 2009, this is Yusuf's Road Singer.
When I hold your hand, I could fly a zillion miles with you. When I see your grace, I can see all God's words come true. Every little bird above the haze and fish beneath the waves knows about you. Or wouldn't they do? When I see your eyes, I can see rainbows in the sky. Being with you, all who parted reunite. Every little pearl drop in the clouds and stones beneath the ground are waiting for you. Or wouldn't they do? Whatever you say lightens up the burden of the day. Whatever you do makes us ever want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you. Every burning comet that zooms, and angels too, think about you. Wouldn't they do? Thinking about you, I could climb a mountain in the dark. Listen to you, flowers dance in the park. Whatever they say, whatever they do, that you say lightens up the burdens of the day. Whatever you do makes us want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. I gotta build a boat to carry us to sea. Tell me what the shape of it will be. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for every kind of beast. Tell me who the lucky ones will be. Tell me if we're gonna build a world, what that world will be. If we're gonna build it well enough for thee. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for all humanity. Will there be believers with me? Everybody's thinking about the flood. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Wonder if the water's gonna turn to blood. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. About the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain.
You try.
be what you must. That's from the Road Singer album released in May of 2009, Yusuf. First we heard Thinking About You, and then we heard the song about Noah and the flood and the climate change going on globally today, the song called The Rain. Wonder where all the good weather's been. So, I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program, we're celebrating the music and the artistry of Yusuf, formerly known as Cat Stevens. And there's a certain musical segue between the body of work he did in the 70s under the name of Cat Stevens, and then this return to secular, to pop music culture. So Yusuf starts appearing on TV shows, and he's stepping back into the mainstream culture. And he released an album in October of 2014. So it's been about 5 or 6 years since the Road Singer release, and the new album is called Tell 'Em I'm Gone. And it's really interesting because it's the first time that he has toured in the United States in 35 years. He does a tour through North America to support the new album, and it sells out within minutes. It doesn't matter where he's playing, it sells out within minutes. And so there's an issue for him with that, because a lot of concerts with big stars and the tickets sell out immediately, there's ticket scalping going on. You know, people will buy tickets and then they'll stand out front of the venue and they'll try to sell them for much more than the face value of the ticket. And so there's certain states that that's illegal to do. And the way that a lot of artists try to get around that is that they do what's called paperless tickets. You do the entire transaction online. Then when you get to the concert, you show an ID and they check you off in the computer so that you can't scalp a ticket because there are no paper tickets. You identify yourself as the person who paid and you get in. Well, that's what he's doing, and Yusuf is doing that in most of his American concerts. But in New York City, the law says you can transfer tickets from one person to another, and so paperless tickets were not working. And he had a show booked in New York City at the Beacon Theater in December of 2014, and the day before the concert, he cancels the program. As a protest and a statement against the ticket scalping that's going on, well, he reschedules that concert for another time, actually in Boston. So it's interesting, Yusuf's return to this part, this aspect of his personality. And, you know, we've heard enough of his music. He writes a lot of biblical references, a lot of philosophical and religious content. And he has really taken that to a beautiful, mature fulfillment in the Road Singer album. And then this most recent album is a change. It's another change. It's a blues album is what it is. It's a blues album. Now, I was really curious. It's not what I expected to hear at all. And I was looking back at the things that he said were his original influences when he's 15 years old in 1965. And he starts to write songs. This is who he said was, you know, influenced him. Well, of course, the Beatles. That's why he buys a guitar in the first place. But he also likes the Kinks, Bob Dylan, Nina Simone, and he mentions two blues artists, Lead Belly and Muddy Waters. Also, much to my satisfaction, he mentions Biff Rose, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Leo Kottke, and Paul Simon. So those are his influences. Now, I never really heard much blues influence in his music, not until this most recent album. Now, he has original tunes on this album, but he also does some covers. See, he does a cover of a Procol Harum song The Devil Came from Kansas, which was released in 1969, just about the time that he was launching his career. He sings a traditional song. The title of the album, Tell 'Em I'm Gone, is a traditional song. He sings an Edgar Winter song. He sings Big Boss Man, Luther Dixon. He sings an original song called Editing Floor Blues. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to play a song that I think inspired that song. Now, I didn't find anything, that he had said to that statement. But the title of the track, Editing for Blues, is a parody, a prosody from Killing Floor Blues, The Killing Floor. I mean, The Killing Floor Blues was a song recorded by Howlin' Wolf in 1964. That song was played by Jimi Hendrix at the Monterey Pop Festival. You know, Eric Clapton and Cream used to play The Killing Floor Blues. It was all over the place. And so that's what I think Yusuf is riffing off of. So we're going to listen to back-to-back. We're going to hear the 1964 Howlin' Wolf Killing Floor, and then we're going to hear from Yusuf's Tell 'Em I'm Gone. We'll hear the Editing for Blues, and then we're going to hear the title track. Now, it's interesting because his voice is a little older, and it's interesting to hear him use his vocal style in a blues manner. Really, really, really fabulous performance. Let's start with Howlin' Wolf. This is Killing Floor, 1964.
I should've quit you and went on to Mexico. If I had a father, my first mine. If I had a father, my first mine, I'd have been gone. It's my second time.
I was born in the West. West End in the summer of 48, above a small cafe. Some people like to come there and call it night, but for me it was all day. Oh, now the dogs keep a crowding round my front door, and the truth howled out from the editing floor. The years went by, Quarrymen came along. This boy became a star, then he dropped but got up again with a black Ebony guitar. And he searched along the road, a good song he was looking for. And the truth sang out from the editing floor. Took a trip, as bold as he could be, to the place he heard, where the good prophets used to walk, high above his barber world. And the word came down, and the little brother saw. Was buried on the editing floor. One day the papers rang us up. The check fire said this. Said, oh boy, I'd never say that. And we got down to the truth of it, but they never printed that. Just like Socrates, the man from Greece. Said, Lord, forgive them, please. Forgive them, please. And he spoke no more. And the cup spilled out on the editing floor. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. Take this hammer and carry it to the captain. You tell him I'm gone. You tell him I'm gone. Now if he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? You tell him I was flying. You tell him I was flying. Yeah.
nothing. If he asks you, was I laughing? You tell him I was crying. You tell him I was crying. I don't want no cornbread and molasses. I don't want no cornbread and molasses. I don't want no cornbread and molasses. It hurts my pride. It hurts my pride. Take this hand. Carry to the captain. Take this hammer and carry to the captain. Take this hammer and carry to the captain. And tell him I'm gone. You tell him I'm gone.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, The Artistic and Spiritual Transformation, the music, the singing, and the songwriting of Yusuf Cat Stevens. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's about 3 minutes before 4 p.m. It's 32 degrees here at our studios, and this is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning community radio with studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. And, oh yeah, we're hydro-powered. That's right. We have a winter storm watch in effect from Sunday afternoon through late Monday night. The forecast for tonight is a chance of snow and freezing rain. Lows in the upper 20s, a chance of precipitation is 50% tonight. And tomorrow we've got more freezing rain and snow in the morning, and also likely in the afternoon, snow accumulation around an inch, ice accumulation just a trace, highs in the lower 30s tomorrow. A chance of snow is 90%. And tomorrow night, more snow and freezing rain with an additional light snow accumulation, lows in the mid-20s. Chance of snow tomorrow night is at 90%, and the snow keeps going on Monday with an additional moderate snow accumulation, highs in the upper 20s.
Here at WJFF, we love hearing from our listeners. Whether you leave a message on our voice box, send us an email, or just drop by to say hello, your feedback is part of what makes this station so strong. Here's what folks have been saying this week.
I keep hearing how JFF is commercial-free, but could maybe you could change that wording, because obviously you have many commercials now, which you guys call sponsorships or sponsored by, but those are bloody commercials. Come on, commercial-free. I mean, obviously your listener supported vastly, but you're not commercial-free anymore, and they're coming more and more every year. Maybe you could face that and, tell us all. You know, be clear. Thanks.
Thanks for your comments. The WJFF underwriting announcements are broadcast at the top of the hour. In addition, programs we purchase for airing, such as NPR News or even shows like The Splendid Table, come to us with underwriting announcements embedded.
Hi, my name is Marisa. I own a motorhome and I like to give it away, like to donate it. I know a friend of mine did so with your radio station. Please let me know if you still accept donations of this type.
Marisa, we do indeed accept donations like yours.